Welcome back to Life After, everyone. I'm so excited. I love being in this space. We always talk about topic and content about real life and resilience. And today we're talking about resilience and life after Roe. I am so honored to have these amazing women. They are from an organization here in Columbus, Ohio called Mommies Matter. And so from that organization, we have founder and executive director Monica Flynn. We have our family advocate Jen Wallace, and we have the outreach director who's also a board member, Daphne Seuss. Daphne, did I pronounce your last name right?
Yes, you did. Thank you.
Okay, good, 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 good. And so I just wanted to give each of you an opportunity to share a little bit about yourself and about what you do with Mommies Matter.
Hi, Deanna. My name is Monica Flynn. So grateful that you're taking this time and giving us an opportunity to share with you our ministry.
Thank you.
Sure. I am again, like you mentioned, the founder of Mommies Matter. It's something that has been near and dear to my heart, just women facing unplanned pregnancies in general for decades. And
Yes.
so over the years, and of volunteering on a local pregnancy center's hotline, walking through some of those experiences with these women who are just goodness in a pickle. You talk
Yeah.
about resiliency,
Yes.
that we needed to do more, especially after the baby is born. So that's kind of where the seed was planted, was from years and years of meeting with incredible women who found themselves facing this pregnancy alone. And I just really felt the need the Lord really put on my heart to do more for them or with them.
Wow, that's amazing and it's definitely needed. Jen, I just wanted to invite you in this space. Can you share a little bit about what you do with Mommies Matter?
I'm the family advocate, so that's one in which walking right alongside each mom that comes to our community, and I've been in this role since January of about 8 months.
Okay. All right, that's awesome. And how about you, Miss Daphne? Can you share a little bit about what you do with Mommies
Yes.
Matter?
Sure. And thank you so much for having us on here, Deanna. This is an
Sure.
honor, a privilege, and so excited to speak about our passion of Mommies Matter and helping these single pregnant moms. I am the outreach coordinator. And as Monica said, or as you both said, that I'm also a board member as well, that of which I'm very honored as well. But as an outreach coordinator, my goal is to help bring others to our ministry so that they can also help our single pregnant moms, help us to empower them to help them to do life together with us.
And I love that you say doing life together because I feel like it also looks at the moms from a holistic standpoint, which I love having been a single mom, still a single mom. But just really seeing them as the whole person, a whole woman, I think that's really amazing. And so, with us all being servants here in this group, in this space, to support new moms, single moms, I was just wondering. How has it been since Roe, since the decision? Because I know that just in my space, I've had former teen moms or those who were almost teen moms, and for different reasons, different spaces found themselves having to make that decision of do I keep my baby or do I not? And so I was just curious, like when that news came down, like how did that reverberate through your organization? Did that immediately have an impact, just talking through like what when that decision came down, how was that for you all? And so I just open it up to whomever wants to answer first.
Sure. I remember, first of all, I never thought that I would see that in my lifetime. And so the
Yeah.
fact that I did, it was just amazing.
Yeah.
We have definitely seen an influx of referrals, but more almost self-referrals or other women that are already in the program to their friends that are also facing an unplanned pregnancy. I'm noticing a huge increase of single moms that aren't pregnant. So Mommies Matter, really because of bandwidth, we are able to accept single pregnant women or if the baby is under 6 months.
Okay.
I'm noticing a lot of women reaching out who the kids are older, which speaks to, again, the need to walk with just single moms in general. You know, single parenthood is so difficult. And it's really directly correlated to their support systems. And I think that for whatever reason, as Mommies Matter is, more and more people are learning about us. We need to, if not Mommies Matter, just other organizations really step up and be there for these women. It's easy to say we want a law to turn over. And
yeah.
When the law did turn, I heard a lot of now what's. And I almost think that the Mommies Matter is the now what. I think our ministry is still not really known. They think of pregnancy centers, and we are beyond that. So I think the Lord was preparing for this law to be changed by creating Mommies Matter. We're now about 4 years old. So,
wow,
but it's
4 years.
Definitely impressive. Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. So for you, Jen, like, do you feel that you have seen an increase as well in the women who are stepping in and saying, hey, Mommies Matter, can you guys help me? What are you seeing from your vantage point?
Definitely. I think right afterward, I had a long conversation with a girl who was trying to decide whether, because the opportunity was still there for her to choose an abortion, and she was in contact with Planned Parenthood, had meetings with them, and also reaching out to say, well, I don't really want to do this, but there's other people who are telling me, and I'm in my own head, I can still do this.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's real.
So fortunately, she did choose life. And, you know, I've been in some communication with her since then. But I think that certainly there's calls from moms who are now saying, okay, I'm going to have to go a little further. So let's rethink this. Let me take some time and pause and think about it. And because we're here and the pregnancy resource centers, and there are lots of community partners that are referring to us, I think we've also seen, Monica, would you agree that there's a little bit more of a widespread referrals versus just kind of from a one or two pregnancy resource centers? They're coming from all over the place now.
Wow,
most
that's
definitely
amazing.
Yeah, and I think that, I mean, fundamentally, Mommies Matter is about community. Sure, we can help with the material aid and the baby stuff. And a lot of times that's what they're reaching out for. They don't think they can afford another baby, maybe financially. And once they get here, they're welcomed with an entire network of other single mothers that know exactly what their stressors or their joys and their lows, and just they find each other, and that's where we do life together. So it's beautiful to see that organically happen when they're there. They don't really know what they're about to walk into, but this complete whole group of women that really are cheering them along.
Yeah. And I love your website. It says that you guys are pro-love. And so, Daphne, I wonder if you, being the outreach director, can expand on that a little bit. Because to me, if you are calling yourself a believer, you should be pro-love. And so just to hear an organization like take that stance, I mean, 10 toes down, this is what you guys are standing for. I wanted to invite you to share a little bit more about what that means.
Sure. I love that kind of is a great segue from what was previously asked about how the post-Roe has affected our organization. It's affected us in the, like Monica and Jen said, with the mommies reaching out, but it's also affected us on the other side where there are so many churches that are reaching out to us and asking, how can we help? In fact, we've got this program that we're starting. It's the Church Liaisons. So that's part of my job, is to kind of reach out to other church communities and see how they are willing to help us. And like I said, they have been reaching out to us as they've been making my job very easy in that respect. And there are several that have reached out to us since then. And on the flip side, again, with speaking from the mommy's point of view, I have these quotes that I had written down just from what other mommies have said. One of the mommies was saying that Mommy's Matter is not only child-centered, but it also focuses on the mother's needs as well.
Yeah.
She commented on your child has a purpose and so do you. Ooh. Mommy's Matter has helped me to help myself to help me to help my child.
Oh, that is powerful.
Yeah. Yeah. That and I mean, powerful. This is like, I mean, I didn't make this up. This is all from the voices of the mommies. And another one even, she said that my Mommy's Matter, or well, we were saying that Mommy's Matter is a family and we do celebrate holidays with them and their children. And from another mommy, she said, I think one of the best things I received from Mommy's Matter was a Mother's Day picture.
Yeah.
That is my first framed picture that I have. To say that may be small, to me, that's huge and means a lot. I have it sitting on the middle of my table, and I love when people enter my house and see it. It makes me feel very special.
Yeah.
So if that doesn't say pro-love, I don't know what does.
I love that. I love that. I love that. And I love it because it's the small things that enable you to keep going when you're a single mom. And it's like, if I have to choose between feeding my child or getting gas or getting a Mother's Day picture, you know, most moms are going to make sure that their needs are met first. It doesn't mean that they don't value that picture or didn't want that picture to commemorate that Mother's Day with their child, but it just, you guys stepping in and being that family, being that support is amazing. And most of my listeners know that I was a teen mom before. I was a teen mom and a single mom. And I would have loved to have something this, I can't even put it, pro-love is probably the most accurate thing, because I love how you genuinely care about the mother and the child. And so most organizations, they'll help you because you have a child, but it's still child specific. And this is both. And I think that mommy said that you guys are helping her to help her child is just so powerful.
If I can jump in, just
absolutely,
it's in our name. And I
have Mommy's, that's a good point.
Matter. It doesn't need to go any further than that.
Yeah.
Because they have also shared to me, even and again, we love maternity homes. We all have, you know, one body, many parts, and we all have to do our part. But that feeling of, I have to leave, you know, you're letting me live here because of the baby.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And the baby, and then I have to leave. And not that, you know, and maternity homes are wonderful and pro-love people at all, but it's in our name. And when I can look at her and say, Mommy, you matter.
Yeah.
And the acronym gift of every mother is a gift to her child, by loving her and treating her with the dignity that she deserves, that you see them just light up and stand up, and then they're able to love that baby.
Yeah.
You know, that relationship with the father, they can't always go there because there's that tie, and if it's a toxic relationship, but we just love her, and it just kind of and it just kind of, you know, happens. It's so important to then love both the mother and child.
Yeah.
There was one of the moms you were sharing, Daphne, said to me, you know, they have been so supportive from day one. It's like we are a big family. I don't look at anyone as if they are superior or better than me. I love that so much. I don't feel inferior. And that is so important,
powerful,
to us.
Yes,
that
it
we
is.
Because we are equal. No one is better than the other. We have a staff member that is personally going through a really difficult time, dealing with her husband has been diagnosed with brain cancer. Mm-hmm. And the number of mommies that have reached out to her during her hard time, because we all hit bumps in the road. We all have hardships. We all suffer. You know, the reason for it is different. but we have that that suffering. That's a common feeling that we all suffer, and for whatever brings that suffering, we need to be able to do it together.
Yeah, and I that to me is literally what doing life together is. And you guys have really cultivated a space where you guys can give and take, and the mommies can give and take, but we're all lifting each other. And so I just think that, just, you know, full disclaimer, I am a speaker there in enrichment sessions. I love them. And so I have seen it. I've been able to witness and see the mommies lean in and support each other. And it's just amazing to see that. And what I want to say too is that even people that are pro-choice are supportive of Mommies Matter, because they see that they're still supporting the mommies, and they're supporting, I mean, you guys are changing generations, because we know, like, statistically, especially the younger the mom, the more likely that child will have the same, you know, life that their mom had, you know what I mean? And so when you are lifting up these moms, especially in the face of Roe, I feel like you're changing generations. Like, you are equipping these moms to step in another vein, in another opportunity. And it's just, it's powerful to see. Clearly I'm a fan, so I don't even, you know, mince words around that.
We did celebrate. We've had a handful of referrals from Planned Parenthood, and that's
amazing.
The Lord blessing that we don't have to be polarized at Mommies Matter. We love these women, right? We want to empower these women. They empower us. They teach us. Again, it's just that community. That because of that pregnancy, it brings us together. And that's just another way that baby is a gift to that mom, to get her through our doors and into our community.
Yes. I didn't even know that. That's amazing. That Planned Parenthood. And I it makes sense, because, you know, I have been in Planned Parenthood, and I've been there where I was really going to have an abortion. And, you know, having someone that's kind and that can present to you both sides is powerful. And so for someone to be in Planned Parenthood, to be able to say, if you are going to keep the baby, here's the people that you should call, I think that is amazing. And then it's even such a blessing that you were able to take the call and to be able to help these moms. I definitely want anyone listening to this to support Mommies Matter. There's so many ways that you can. And I wanted to ask you all, if someone's listening to this and they find themselves in a situation where they need support as a mom, and it doesn't have to be financial support. I mean, these ladies offer spiritual support. They offer life support. And when I use the term life, I mean, like, doing, you talk about doing life together, life support for, you know, encouragement or, you know, clarity, or just holding your hand and just listening. They definitely provide that. But is there any advice that you can share to help these mommies cultivate and operate in resiliency? I just, you know, I, any of you can answer that, but I just wanted to ask you for that advice.
It sounds so basic, but I think it's very powerful that you just need to know that you are not alone. And I mean, that, like I said, it's part, we all said that it's part of Mommies Matter's mission is to do life together. So,
yeah. And it's sometimes the most basic things can be the most powerful, because sometimes when you're overwhelmed, it's because you feel alone. So just that reminder can bring in and help so many women. I don't know. I think that's very powerful. Jen, did you have one?
Well, yeah, I think the other thing, and I've had this on my mind a lot today, but I think the other thing that Mommies Matter, one of the beautiful things that we do is we connect a single mom with another mom, whom we call an ally.
Yeah. And
sometimes getting a simple, how are you doing today? And maybe you aren't doing well. Mm-hmm. And someone's reaching out to you to just ask the question. And then that can blossom into a conversation and lead into, you know, maybe there is kind of a helpline that needs to be delivered. But we didn't know, you know, you weren't expecting that as the single mom, but I think that's one of the beautiful things. One of the most beautiful things that we do is partner two moms together.
Yeah.
And those are just lifelines for each other, and you never know when you're going to need it on either end of it. and just being there. I know one of our allies, I'm sorry, is going to go over to one of our mom's homes this weekend to just hold a baby because she has twins and maybe two babies and let the mom go to the grocery store.
The little things. That's that life support. I love it.
And I think that takes a special person in an ally to be willing to be a little bit vulnerable, right? And enter into someone else's space and enter into someone else's life. And on the other end, the mom, the single mom, has to open her heart to someone who is basically a stranger at the beginning, right? But I've been able to see these relationships blossom, and I was an ally as well, and I am an ally. And so seeing the and it's not an easy role to have, but I am inspired by our allies who just, I'll do it for you. I'll do it, not just for you, but with you.
Yeah.
I will take you to an appointment if you need me to. So it's not necessarily financial support.
Right.
But it is that emotional and the friendship. So I think that's something that I would want someone to know, that you have this big community of single moms and of other women in your life and in your corner, but you can also have this wonderful relationship develop that can really bring a lot of peace and joy and comfort.
Yeah, I love that.
There are many of those relationships that certainly last beyond the scope of, you know, the mom participating or coming to those enrichment gatherings. One of our moms who is such a beautiful success story, her name is Andromeda, and she's on the front homepage of our website. And I would really encourage anybody, especially if they're in a situation where they're feeling down and out, they're facing this unplanned pregnancy, feeling alone. She speaks very transparently, and she's very vulnerable, and she shares how, you know, if there is somebody out there, Mommy's Matter gives hope. You know, you're not alone, and that hope that things can be different, and you might not know what that even means yet. But she is very much encouraging women to reach out, because we don't always know what we need. We only know what we know. And she and her ally, she just, in fact, today, Dean's List, she's going into nursing school. I mean, she has come such a long way. And her ally and their family now, they celebrate holidays together. They celebrate, you know, these relationships, it's not a, you know, you graduate and then you're done from a program. This is really pulling at heartstrings. And like I think Jen, you said, it takes, you got to get comfortable with the uncomfortable, because you're being paired with women that you don't really know, or maybe haven't quite had shared past experiences, but it can end there, and they can build and move forward and start to create those shared experiences, which just bonds them. And so it's really beautiful to see. To be a part of.
This is just such an amazing organization. And I just think that I did another show about life after Roe, and it was, I feel like this is a great counterbalance to that, because it's all about support. It's all about equipping and empowering and encouraging. And I just encourage anyone that's listening to, not only just share this podcast, but to share their information, and to share their organization. I know you guys are on social medias. Can you share your social media handles and where you would like people to follow you and engage with you on social media?
Yeah, we can do that. So we're on Facebook at Official Mommies Matter, and on Instagram, the same, Official Mommies Matter. We're on LinkedIn under Monica Flynn or Mommies Matter. And then our website is just beautiful. MommiesMatter.org.
That is nice. Straightforward. Yeah.
MommiesMatter Matter.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for spelling that out. And thank you for all that you all do, Monica, mentioned, Daphne, I so appreciate you. And I thank you for stepping into that space to help these moms shape and cultivate resilience and to wear it every day. I'm so proud to even know you all. So thank you for that. I thank you all for listening once again. This has been Deanna J. Speaks on Life After, and I'll see you soon. Bye bye.